back. Well back.
And she's back to singing.
Back. Woo!
Okay, you know what? I like that one.
Yeah, like today's one was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, that was but that's better than all the others.
Yeah,
I must admit.
I'm back. We're back with energy. I'm back. Every time we just put our earphones on and get to the microphone, I'm just happy.
Yeah.
Like, naturally. That's how fun this thing is. Anyway.
Hey, everyone.
How has
everyone been the past?
Has everyone been? Yeah, what have you been up to?
Me or everyone?
Everyone and you.
I've just been working, really. My life is actually quite boring because I go to work Monday to Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're like a slave to the words.
Okay.
Slave to the rhythm.
No. But yeah, my life is quite boring because I go to work Monday to Friday and then the weekend comes and I'm just like, oh my God, I just need to catch up on like life.
Yeah.
And then before you know, it's Sunday and then it's Monday.
How do you squeeze your social life into like everything? Is that just what the weekends are for?
I think sometimes you have to do certain things like after work as well. Which I don't really like doing because...
Is it like going to the pub?
I've never been to a pub in my life.
Fam, from Wednesday nights, like the pubs are always so full around here. Like, it just shocks me. I'm like, people like to drink so much. Or just like, they just like to hang out.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, some of these people are traveling back to like Reading.
Yeah.
Or Oxford on that day, the same night. They try. Like, they really try.
Yeah, but I just think that sometimes, like, it's just things like going to the cinema or going to dinner or when you actually do stuff on Friday, it makes your weekend seem longer.
Do you know, I woke up this morning and I genuinely was like, oh my God, I've missed church. Oh my God. Like, I was so scared. I was like, oh my God, I really wanted to go to church. Like, I've missed it. And I was like, babes, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, I love having a 3-day weekend. You know, last year when I was in school, over the past 7 years, I didn't know what a 3-day weekend was.
No.
My weekend was literally 24 hours and we were back at it again. That's the problem I had. So, yeah.
Man, it's just been...
What have you been? Done? Uni started properly. You know, last time I was here, uni hadn't really started.
And you had no voice. So
and I had no voice.
Your voice is back then.
Fresh flu attacked me, but I'm all right now. I'm back. But yeah, lecture starting next week. I'll own 9 to 5s. I'm scared.
9 to 5.
Yeah, 9 to 5s. But you know, we move still. There's nothing I can do about it. And yeah, just like a lot of stuff going on in general. Went to the club last night.
Of course,
I wouldn't
call it
a club. I went to a party last night.
How
was
that?
It was lit. Can I just talk about how I do not like that Man's Not Hot song?
Well, wait, before you talk about that really quick, can I talk about how no one can ever enjoy your Instagram stories because you're always screaming in the background?
Do you know something? I've actually learned after watching yesterday's one. But yesterday's one, I genuinely didn't even want people to see. Like, I just because I want to save my stories. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, no,
and, like,
I get
that's why
you mean.
I delete them. Like, I deleted it this morning.
You delete your stories?
When I'm going out, I do it for myself.
I
deleted
the
stories. Only the ones that I want people to see that I keep on there. So, yeah, but after I was watching it, I was like, guy, I need to actually stop screaming.
Yeah, you do.
So much in the background.
Like, I would hear a nice song, and then I just hear you screaming. I'm like, why is she doing this?
I swear, always like,
why
screaming.
Is she doing this?
And I don't even realize, but that microphone, you know when you have a 7 plus?
Okay.
It picks up everything.
Okay.
Gosh. Lifestyle, you know.
Oh, God. Man's not hot.
But I hate that song. I hate that song. I don't like hearing it in the club. Doesn't mean I'm still not going to vibe with this. I don't like it. I don't like it enough to want to try and know
like
the
it?
Lyrics. Because it's been overused, overhyped, over everything. Like, their song has been washed out. I don't feel like you can even go to the club nowadays and they don't play that song in this England. Probably in America too, they probably play
I think
the song.
They do, actually.
And in Nigeria.
They played it on the Jimmy Fallon show. Like, you know, Jimmy Fallon and The Roots. And then The Roots did their own, like... version of
God,
Man's Not Hot.
I don't want to see that.
What don't you like? Like, why are you so upset?
Just, I don't like the song. I don't like the song. At all.
Well, that's...
But yeah, that's my take. I want this take.
Fair enough. I really don't have any feelings towards it. Like,
I have strong feelings
I don't think I've
it.
Heard it enough to dislike it. Like,
I think that's another... Yeah, I've heard it too much.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
It's not even that great a song. It's just the
tingles.
It's the, like, how you feel when you hear that part of the song. Yeah. You and feel that's really the only hard. Part. Like, whoa.
I did hear it in a club once. And, what's that? Yeah, it was club. And everyone was silent, like, the whole song. And then that part came on and the whole club, like, went off. And then it went off and then everyone was silent again. So it's just kind of like, if they want to play the song, they should just play that one part.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
I don't know. And then the guy is doing tours. To be honest, I rate the guy a lot.
Yeah, when it's your time to shine.
No, but he's funny.
He is funny, though.
Like, I rate everything else that he does. But that song, man, I'm sure even him is tired of the song.
How will you know?
I'm sure he's tired of the song. He's doing tour around uni, doing uni club nights.
But that's just like all musicians, though. All musicians must be tired of their own music.
You know, Loki, I've completely forgot that we're actually recording a podcast. We're actually just chatting. I'm dead. But yeah, anyway,
My friend said to me, shout out to Abina if she's listening to this. She said, oh, that she likes listening to our podcast because it feels like we're just having a conversation and she's just like listening in.
That's how it's meant to be.
Yeah, man. I know. It's so cute.
I mean, to the people, this is how I know. Some people, man, I did shout outs last week. I didn't get a text message from them saying, hey, what's good? So I'm like, are you listening? Are you not? Eh? That's why. So today, again, I'm going to do another set of shout-outs. And I will know if you are listening. Don't lie to me. Don't come up to my face and tell me, oh my God, I love your podcast. Babes, you listen to episode one. Shut up.
Jeez.
Jeez. Anyway. I love my fresh audition. Guys, I really have a strange, not obsession, but love for Fresh L. And I feel like he's really precious and needs to be kept because he's actually just hilarious. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He's just so funny. But that's a conversation for another day. Shout out to Fresh L. It's actually so mad. Like, I don't know why. Like, I've just recently develop this feeling towards Fresh L. I just find him hilarious and everything that he does.
Okay.
I beg you.
We're going to move on.
We are. We should move on because that was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
That was very odd.
Life is short. What?
Life is very short. Okay, we're going to move on from this very awkward section.
Woo!
And get into the trash. We have quite a lot to talk about today, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna start off with, let's see, Jhené Aiko.
Ooh.
So, I think like 2 weeks ago, like her and her, you know, she was married to one Nigerian guy, Dot the Genius. So apparently, they finalized their divorce like 2 weeks ago.
Cool.
Which is great for them. I think
How long were they married for? Like 2 days?
Yeah, I think they were married for like 2 weeks. I think it was two weeks. And then, last week when you guys are hearing this, she decided to get Big Sean's face tattooed on her arm.
Because,
you know, like, obviously her and Big Sean are in a relationship. I thought you said no. I was like, no.
If you actually believe that, you're in denial because they don't need to tell you that they're in a relationship.
But they are adorable together.
They are so adorable together.
They look adorable together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because whenever we see a couple, we're always like, oh, they're so adorable. We don't actually know what goes on.
Cute. Like, both of them.
I was going to say they're short and cute.
They're like the small couple. Can't imagine, like, Big Sean is short, and then this girl is even
smaller. Big Sean is not that short. Kevin Hart is short.
Okay, Kevin Hart is short.
Exactly. Big Sean is average height.
How do you know? I don't think Big Sean is average height.
You don't think he's average height?
No. I think you can be deceived from the pictures and videos you see.
Should we Google how tall Big Sean is?
Google it. I'm telling you.
I think Big Sean is average height.
Big Sean is short, in my opinion. I would put him there short. Because when he was standing next to that Ariana Grande girl, they were looking like they're...
He's 1 point... What the fuck? No,
dude, 5 foot
something.
I need a feet, please. 1 point what?
He's 5'8".
It's a lie.
He's 5'8".
I'm 5'8".
You're not 5'8".
I am.
Stand up.
Are you actually serious?
I understand. Wait, just stand up.
I am 5'8".
Stand up. Ah, your story is 5 much. So you're really 5'8".
Oh, guys, you don't understand how silly Olela is. She asked me to stand up. She will look up and down. And initially turn her to a measuring tape. Hey, God. I've told you I'm 5'8". She asked me to stand up.
I wonder, I believe you're 5'7".
I'm 5'7½".
So you're not 5'8".
No, but when you round it up, like, we're who's gonna rounding. Be like, who's gonna be like, I'm 5'7½"?
You
be like, bro, I slept at 5 foot. Like, come on, okay, please. But yeah, that's crazy. That he's taller than me. No, but for a guy, is that average height?
I think so.
Who cares? Anyway,
but I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know, but I just think that because I said that they're a short couple.
Short couple, yeah.
Anyway. Back to what?
But yeah, she got his face like on the back of her arm. It's a huge tattoo of his face. I can't.
Do you know what I do? Like, I don't know, why did she get it in color as well? Like, why did she get it black and white?
Like, I really don't like color tattoos. Like,
I don't. That's like just color me. Tattoos, but like, except the one Kehlani has. Actually, I really like what she has on her arms.
I don't really like Kehlani's
even
tattoos.
Though she wants to. She's trying to get rid of them right now.
That's a good idea.
I mean,
the one on her face is the one she should get rid of. It really bugs me. It really bugs me because I'm like, why? It's unnecessary.
No, but she was just saying how she did all of that kind of stuff when she was young. But yeah, anyway, back to Janae. Trash. Why would she do such a thing?
She said trash.
Like, it's actually so bad.
It's huge. It's huge as well. Like,
why would you get Big Sean's face tattooed on your arm? Like, do you believe in your love that much?
Man.
They're not even married.
No. They've been dating for maybe a year. Maybe a year and a bit.
Did he do the same for her?
No.
Well.
Like, it's not.
That's like pushing your partner tats. Off the bridge and saying, bye-bye. Enjoy yourself.
It's not a tit-for-tat situation. Like,
damn.
It's a bit much. Like,
I mean, there's a part of me that, like, wants to believe that that's not Janae Aiko's arm because it looks a bit ashy.
It is her arm, though. Like, look at this picture.
I mean,
where she's performing and you can see it under her arm. Look.
Wow, girl.
Listen
wow.
to what Tammy said.
Child, so Janae Aiko done got Big Sean's face tattooed on her arm. Listen, Heavenly Father, please don't let me ever have that type of dick in my life. Because that's some heavy duty dick.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying? You get a nigga face tattooed on your arm, bitch, and it wasn't even in black and white. That shit was in color.
Yes, yes.
That motherfucking tattoo. I give you all credit, bitch, because you done took for the dick challenge to the top. To the top of the zone, bitch, with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never had no dick like that. I done had some put some rims on your whip type dick. I done had some, you might could get a phone in my name type dick. I done had some let you move in, ain't got a pay ship type dick. But goddamn it, bitch, you done put his face on your goddamn arm. God. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, if y'all break up, you got to throw the whole fucking arm away.
Exactly.
You don't need your fucking arm no more. And listen, let me tell you something. With Big Sean, that shit is tricky because you know that motherfucker getting the win. But y'all good now, right? You know what I'm saying? But bitch, when I say for the dick, it's synonymous with Janae Aiko.
Classic. No, but
it's so true. Like, the only, like, he must be, like, it has to be spectacular.
Yeah.
Like, you know, them ones where you don't even that, think though, straight.
Actually, on the real. Everyone always, like, people always do that. They're like, oh, like, this girl must be getting digged down for her to be doing things
because,
like that.
Because, like, you know,
why can't it just be that she just loves him so much? Yeah, true.
You see, I'm gonna let you.
It's weird. Like, because sometimes just, like, madly in love.
When you are dicked down properly,
yeah,
like actually, to the point that
maybe she hasn't been like that for a while.
You know, the one that you can't even think straight. One
maybe
of them
that's
ones.
Why.
That's where she's at.
Like, you know, normal people, they will just put the name of the person.
Yeah, like, you know, Tiger got Kylie's name.
Hey,
just Kylie.
Just a small name.
She could have got
but
Sean.
But you know what, actually? I feel like it just shows your lack of commitment. I feel like Jhené Aiko just says, like, you know, I'm committed to this. I'm going to put this man's tattoo on my hip, on my arm. Like,
I think that's doing the most. In. That's doing, you know, the most.
Do the most. She's got to do the most for
she
her
could
man.
Have, but like, she could have got his name.
Right?
Like, tattoos no, are like, permanent. Like, yeah. it's not that, I mean, no, actually, you can take them off. But it's not like her getting his name shows her being any less committed than getting his face.
This tattoo is just so ugly, in my opinion.
It is. It's not.
It's in the worst place. Like, I don't know. Oh, God.
But also, maybe she doesn't think tattoos are that big a deal.
No, she has several now. Yeah. It's not even about. It's just.
So maybe to her, it's just like, this is my boyfriend. I kind of really like him at the time. And I just want to get his face on my arm.
And yeah, exactly. Or even that, like, maybe he just means so much to her in the sense of, like, their friendship or what they have. Like, even if they were to break up, I'm trying to reason this. Even if they were to break up, it was like, this is someone that means a lot to me and affected my life, like, impacted my life a lot, like, whatever.
Because, you know, in her album, she was talking about how her brother died and, like, not being able to deal with that and all that. So maybe he was there for her, like, in ways that we might not understand.
Exactly. Like, we don't know. And I mean, I wouldn't expect her to come and start telling us why.
But there's no way you can be there for me that I get your face on my body.
That is some.
Like, it can't.
Real love.
I'm searching for that real love. Oh. Real love. I'm searching for the real love.
Anyway,
that was a good song break.
Nice song break slash segue to the next topic.
Moving on, the Dove advert.
Oh, good.
Did you see the Dove advert?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I saw snapshots of it, but like pictures. You know the one that was surfacing today.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
So I woke up one morning, right? I'm going through Twitter on my way to work and I'm seeing everyone talking about this Dove advert, but they're only showing like a screenshot of a picture. And I'm like, what's going on? And it shows this black woman who's taking off her top and becoming this white woman. But that's all the picture shows, right? And so everyone starts talking about how Dove is racist and how this is terrible. How can you do this? How can you do that? And I started thinking, like, whoa, that is a racist ad. Like, why would you...
On first scene of the picture. Yeah.
I was like, why would you release an advert where this black... So you're trying to say that, oh, black is dirty and you use... Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then people started bringing up, like, old adverts, like, from the past when...
Did Dove in particular?
No, not Dove.
Or other brands.
Other brands. Yeah. Like, this is years ago when slavery was still a thing. And it was basically like the ads would have like black children and they would like use the soap. So it would show, so it's like a picture and it would be a black person. They'd use the soap and then their face would be white. And then their body would be black. And it's just trying to show, use our cream, use our cream, use our soap and you could be clean. Just basically trying to say that black is dirty. And so I was like, whoa, Dove is cancelled. Like even Dove apologized. So I'm thinking, wow, like what, like this is terrible. And then I watched the video. Like, and then I find out that there's a video. So I'm like, oh, shit, let me watch the video. And I watch the video. I'm like, but this isn't racist. Like, it's a video. If anyone hasn't seen the Dove advert, I will retweet it on our Twitter page. But it's a video of this black woman who takes, she's wearing a brown top. She takes off her top and becomes a white woman who is wearing a white top. And the white woman takes off her top and becomes a Latino woman who's
tops
wearing like a...
of their skin
color.
Yeah,
of their
basically.
Skin color. Yeah. And that's the only part of the video that I saw, that the white woman became the Latino woman and then the Latino... I don't know who the Latino woman became. But when I watched the video, I was like, okay, so what they're trying to say is we're for all races, all skin tones. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. So...
yeah, that was exactly what I got as well. What?
I don't know.
How can people just walk in here?
it keeps happening. I don't get it. This is the second time, you know. Anyway, so I watched the video and I was like, this isn't racist. And then I was like, so why did Dove apologize? Because what Dove should have said was, what is floating around the internet is a screenshot of something, like, it's been taken out of context.
Yeah.
No one, and what annoyed me about everyone that was ranting about it on Twitter, no one took the time to actually research what was going on. No one was like, okay, wait, let me find out the bigger picture. They just saw this one thing and they just wanted to be angry.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh, Dove is racist. And I feel like we live in a world these days where everyone wants to be seen as, like, woke. And I've said this before. Everyone wants to be seen as woke, and it's all about the retweets these days. So if you say something that you're like, oh, Dove is racist, and you bring up some deep quotes, right? And everyone's going to retweet it and be like, Dove is racist. But did you actually some research into what happened?
My first thing is, so if the black woman had turned into the Latino woman, would we be shouting like this?
Probably. I think so.
Still be shouting.
Yeah.
So they're just saying, like, I think people missed the context of what the advert was.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to miss the context of the advert if you have not seen the advert.
Yeah.
Duh.
I think these days, people watch things or see things to be angry. Like, they want to be angry about something, because obviously racial tensions are really high in the world right now and whatnot. But... and I understand wanting to be angry, but it's not everything. Like, sometimes, sometimes do a bit of research.
That's the problem.
Do you get what I mean?
With just going on Twitter and getting your stories and facts and stuff from there. Because, like, do you know the amount of people that will say they did, like, whole ass interviews? And people will take 1 minute of a 30-minute interview, post it on Twitter or post it online, and literally the whole narrative of what they were talking about changed.
The same thing happened to Serena Williams, where she did an interview where she said that for herself, she said, for myself, if I didn't have any children, I would feel less of a woman. Myself, that is her narrative. That's her story. And it went on Twitter and everyone was berating her, saying that she said that if you don't have children, you're less of a woman. That's not what she said. That's not what she said.
When I see stuff, I'm like, you need to see the full video.
You need to read the interview. You need to read the article.
If I'm interested enough, I need to go and read the whole thing.
Yep.
Or read what other people are saying. You can't just go off what you see. And that Dove ad, like, that thing is just, people have time to waste. Like, this is actually so pathetic. Like, why? Why is this something to even be argued about? Like, I think people just... we need more stuff to add fuel to the fire. And it's like anything that they can find, anything they can see. Genuinely, I believe that people that actively search for these things. 110% They actively search for these things. And it's like, I really feel sorry for you if you live your life that way. Because you must be so cynical about everything that goes on around you.
Yeah.
To want to watch things and automatically be like, that's racist.
But do you know what's annoyed me though? Because if you think about it, the person who took the screenshot must have watched the video, right?
Definitely.
So the person watched the video, took that screenshot knowing that that's not what the ad was about, right? And decided to post it on Twitter, on Facebook, or wherever they posted it, knowing that when people see this, they're going to take it the wrong way. What's the point?
I just want to know what their thing was. Like, oh, Dove is racist because they're saying that black is dirty. Like, the fuck? I don't even know how you get that from that video. God.
But all those people that were saying, that's the thing. I think that all the people that were saying that didn't watch the video. They just saw the picture and ran with it. Yeah. Dove is cancelled. Dove is cancelled. Okay, why is Dove cancelled? Like, why are we fighting Dove?
Yes, okay. Shea Moisture. Cancel them. We all watched the video. We all know. They definitely cancelled them. You have reasons to do that. Dove has been doing these kind of campaigns for God knows how many years.
Yep.
That they'll bring all women of different shapes and sizes and different races, all that kind of stuff, and be doing different campaigns with them. Like, this isn't new. I don't understand. Dove is not the one. Like, of all the companies, Dove, really? Like, they don't do that at all. And I'm surprised. Like, I mean, I feel like maybe they just felt that they should say something about it because of their, what's it called, their markets and their audience and the kind of people that they appeal to. That's why they thought that they should say something. But I don't even feel like they needed to. Like, they didn't even need to address that.
They didn't need to. I mean, I think they...
Did it blow up that much? I don't know.
It did. Like, wow. They were trending on Twitter. Damn. I think they did need to address it, but I think what they addressed was wrong.
Yeah.
Because they apologized for the advert and took the advert down.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have done that because the advert is not racist.
Yeah.
They should have said the image that is floating around the internet is not representative of the advert at all. That's what they should have done. And they should have at least said...
They were just like, let's just...
Yeah.
It's better for us rather to try and fight this thing, eh? It's not going to cost us money to just shut the whole thing down. That's all. And fair enough, you know? But...
It's just, sometimes, rather than, I get that people want to be angry and, like, we all want to, like, say something so that it can get retweets and everyone would think that you're deep and whatnot. But, like, in this particular situation, it wasn't necessary.
I mean, I love the
people humor were doing that... think pieces, bruh.
Oh God,
think pieces.
I love the humor that came out of it because the Bobrisky. Did you see?
I saw that.
God have
mercy. Did you see the Michael Jackson one?
I didn't see that one.
Fuck's sake.
I saw the Bobrisky one. Guys, we actually put it on the third. Crazy. That shit will make you laugh so much. That
was funny.
That side of Twitter, I enjoy. Not the one where you're coming to come and write a think piece article.
It's
talk about Black history and include Dove.
People were doing think pieces, doing threads. How can you do a think piece on a topic you know nothing about? Like, in order for you to have written that think piece properly, you should have done your research. And if you did your research, then you would have seen that, okay, this ad is actually not racist. But you wrote a whole story. Really? Oh, man, it's just...
Anyway, well...
I can't even, but...
This happens time and time again. We'll probably be talking about this with another one.
But you know what? I actually want to know, like, what you guys think. Like, do you guys think that the ad was racist? Because
Maybe someone will come and enlighten us and be like, no.
This is why it's racist. Yeah. But I didn't think it was racist. But if you did think it was racist, then tell us why. And if you didn't, well, we're on the same page, isn't it?
It's very interesting... This is just a side note, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a black... okay, let's say me and you, two different black girls.
Mm-hmm.
We're both watching something. You will perceive it as racist. I will perceive it as not. Mm-hmm. Is it still racist?
Ooh.
If it's not, like, a general consensus of this is racist. Is it, like... Or is it that, okay, maybe I could have different... What's it called? My mind.
Your tolerance to racism is different.
Exactly.
Mm.
But like, how do you? I mean, like, surely I should be affected as well.
I think some people are more sensitive than others.
Yeah.
So what one person may perceive as racist might not actually be racist. It might just be like an ignorant comment.
Yeah.
But the person will say, "Oh, that's racist," and then you can be like, "It's not racist, but I can understand why you're offended."
Yeah.
But it's not racist, and I'm not offended.
Yeah,
do you get what I mean? So I think. It really depends. There
are
certain
you meant
things
to not sympathize, but are you meant to respect that the person finds that racist, or is it just like you personally just take it as like that you find it offensive? I respect that, but to call it racist is such a like racist is such a
strong word.
People, like it should be a strong word,
mm-hmm.
that, but I feel like it's not like people can just throw it around.
Yeah,
anyhow.
Yeah, I think. I don't know, because again, it just goes back to we all perceive things differently.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's like if that person thinks that it's racist, just be like, okay, I respect your opinion.
Yeah.
I respect that you think it's racist. I don't.
Personally don't,
But, and that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's like all our realities are different.
Exactly.
Like, remember how we were talking about when we lived in Nigeria, what's racism?
I had the most brilliant lecture. The other day, Akala actually came to our university.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he talked about, like, the history of black British people.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, he was just talking about, he went to Nigeria. He was talking to Nigeria in particular. And he was like, if you go there, they don't even know what black is.
No.
They don't even know the color of their skin.
Do you?
They don't,
exactly.
Like, they don't, if you tell them, he was like, he went to a Yoruba tribe. And he was like, oh, you're black. And they're like, what do you mean I'm black? I'm Yoruba.
Exactly.
I'm from Ogun State. What do you mean I'm black? What's
exactly.
Black? You know? Yeah, when you're in Africa, like...
What is racism? Like, when we're there, it's kind of... So I think that if...
Exactly. So I could have had that experience and come over here and be like...
That's not racist. Do you get what I mean? Whereas someone who lives... Who born and bred in England or born and bred in America and has faced extreme racism is going to find something racist that we might not find racist.
Also, as well, because he was just talking, the whole aim of the talk was like, we need to... like black British history needs to be spoken about more and needs to be like known rather than, because you know, when it comes to black history, everyone just puts together like transatlantic.
We all talk slavery. About American history,
like that's all. Yeah, black history is American history and it's always slavery. Mm-hmm. But it's like the black British story is so different to what African Americans even went through. Yeah. And he was talking about how people would be like, he said that last year was the first time he voted. And then he was okay, then somebody came up to him and was like, oh, do you know what your ancestors did for you to get the right to vote? And he was like, fam, they didn't do shit. Like, we had the right to vote. Like, this is Britain.
Yeah,
you know,
we're not in America.
Felt that way. Like, I just feel like there's certain things, even if, well, I'm a black person, yes, I can sympathize with you, but my experience is so different.
Different.
I can't understand what it is that you're going through and what it exactly is. Because, like, my ancestors did not even go through, what's it called? May or may not have gone through what your ancestors have gone through. We
100%
are so different. We grew up in such a different context. Like, even he was even saying, like, if you look at Caribbean people and African people in England, God, like, their stories are far off. But black people, they'll just be congregated together.
Yeah.
Everybody, a statistic will put black people in one. And you're just like, no, we're so
different.
So, like, I don't know, like, everyone just feels okay because I'm black. Like, yeah.
I'm supposed to be able to. I'm black. My ancestors went through slavery.
Is that another person that just walked in?
No, it's the same guy that came in the last time. He came to get his jacket that he dropped when he first came in.
Idiots.
So weird. Anyway, it's supposed to be. I'm black, which means slavery.
Yeah.
So it means that whatever I do must always go back to my ancestors did this, and this for me. Yeah. But it's like, did they though? Like,
did they? Really? Like,
that's the question. They might have. I don't know my whole history. The furthest I go are my grandparents. Like,
this is why it's the problem that they don't teach the right history in your country.
It's
they're teaching you about, in Nigeria, and you're learning about
King Henry VIII.
Guy, is that my reality?
Do you know, my dad used to talk about that all the time. He used to say, they're teaching you the wrong history. Like, why are you learning about King Henry VIII when you don't live in England?
Oh, Lala, this Akala guy was bringing up, he said in Nigeria, especially in Yoruba land, they had one of the largest man-made structures. As in, if you think about what Great Wall of China is today, that's 10 times bigger in our country. Did you even know anything like that? Our own people, that they will say Africans are uncivilized, they're doing this. Before colonization, people were organized. People were building stuff. People were innovating. He was showing us these beautiful carved sculptures that they did. Like, that one was even Nigeria, in effect. I was like, you don't know. We are not learning these things. And all of us Nigerians, they're open our mouth like.
If you go to the British Museum.
My country.
I went to the British Museum with my dad and my sister. And we went to the Africa section. And there are so many things that had been taken from Nigeria that are in the museum, right? And they're just... And if you look at some of these things, you're like, wow. So it means that these things are thousands of years old. And it's like some carving, some things that I made.
Beautiful,
and it's like
stuff.
These uncivilized Africans, these Africans who don't have an education,
exactly.
These Africans who don't know anything, are the same people that created these things. So if we're so uncivilized, then how did we make this?
Exactly.
And why is it in your museum in England?
Exactly.
Why did you take it from us?
Exactly.
Give it back.
Exactly.
But it's like...
Because I didn't actually want to go to the lecture, not gonna lie, but I was there, I was like, wow, it's actually so deep.
Yeah.
How much you don't know about your own people. But all you, for me, my history starts from colonialism. that's when it starts. That's the right. history I've learned. Colonialism.
Yep.
Pre-colonialism and all the nothing. Things that your ancestors were doing. Like, I'm so unaware.
Yeah.
And from what you're hearing about, for when you hear, like, the reasons for colonialism, you will not be thinking, maybe our people were a bit messy.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to look after themselves.
But we've been programmed to think that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it's... We're made to think that before the white people came to save us, right, we were a mess.
Yeah.
We had nothing, yeah. like, we couldn't yeah. function. But
we
it's like...
We had resources, we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we're just so useless.
Like, we are the same human beings.
Yeah.
Like, God, this is a conversation I want to have.
I don't even... Like, another day. Like, this can take up a whole...
You don't even understand.
...podcast. There's so much to talk. So, I don't even know how we got here.
I really don't know how we got here.
What's wrong about the Dove advert?
Yeah. But honestly, it's just... It's really, really sad and, like... Why are you teaching your... this last point. His parents, he's mixed, right? So mm-hmm. his mom's white and dad's Caribbean, a color. His mom enrolled him into Pan-African school every Saturday so that he can learn about his own history because she was like, you're not learning anything.
Who was the black parent? His mother?
No, his dad was mm-hmm. black one, yeah. But there were these schools back in the day when, like he was saying, like, 80s or something like that, they used to have the Caribbean community set up these like Pan-African schools where you just learn African history every mm-hmm. Saturday. Can you mm-hmm. imagine that kind of, you would just be good, like, so feeling so empowered, like you'd come out, be like this. He said they took him to the museum one day and his teacher was like, oh, look, this is the guy who abolished slavery, like, look at, and was telling him to point to pay attention, and the guy was like at the age of 8 too. He was like, he wasn't the only one. What are you talking about? There were other black people who helped out. What are you talking about? And his teacher was just there like, no, like, it's him. So that, it's so important. Like, your own history
I wish that I knew more about, like, African history.
Imagine, my little brother doesn't even know anything about Nigeria's history.
But it's the same, like, with my little sister.
What does he know?
But that's because she's born and raised here. She goes to school here. The history that she learns here is all about King Henry VIII and King Richard and all these people that no one gives stories. A fuck about.
Like, we're learning about how they carved roads in this like, country.
Like, Queen Elizabeth, who the fuck cares?
I don't care.
No.
It's such an error.
But you know, I think, but it's, we're talking about this too much.
No, say it.
But in the schools that we go to, it's because when we went, the schools we went to in Nigeria, we went to British curriculum schools. So they taught us their British curriculum,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So when parents, because there were some parents in our school that would argue, why aren't you teaching them Nigerian history?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're teaching them the British curriculum. So if they're learning British curriculum, then they should learn British history. And we're like, okay, they're learning British curriculum, fine, but they're learning it in Nigeria.
Exactly.
So why can't you teach them? Like, what is so wrong about learning about African or Nigerian history? Like, what is so wrong in that they're like, no, we must learn about the Tudors. I don't give a fuck about the Tudors. I don't even remember anything I learned then, you know.
Like, let's point out, let me just be honest. Like, most people, history is a fun, like, subject. It's mm-hmm. something you do, you're fascinated by what went on years and years ago. It's not anything that's going to impact your future in the next 100, because all of that rubbish I learned about Elizabethan time, and I don't know shit. Like, I don't know anything.
All I remember right from King Henry VIII was married, beheaded, died, married, beheaded, survived.
Oh, is this his wives?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I only remember Anne Boleyn. That's the only person I remember.
Catherine of Aragon, I remember her.
Yeah, that's it.
Guy, like, it was so irrelevant. So actually teach me something that I'm going to want to retain this information.
Imagine how different it would have been if they were actually teaching us history that we were interested in learning. Like, imagine if we were learning about things that had to do with us.
Yoruba culture is so deep.
We would have been like, wow, I actually want to go to my history class.
Can you imagine?
Like, okay, that seems interesting.
It's really just sad. Anyway.
Wow. It is sad.
It's really sad. Let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on to something a bit more fun. Because that took a whole nother turn. Before we get to my favorite topic, we're just going to talk about
Nelly for a quick second.
Oh my God. Because Uncle Nelly.
Nelly done lost his mind.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Did he smoke something before he came out on the stage?
Yeah, the video.
Nelly.
I was gonna say we were rooting for you, but I wasn't.
I don't give a shit.
Like
never ever rooting for him. But still.
So
let me try and find the video real quick.
This came out, right? A video came out on Twitter. Like a video was posted on Twitter of Nelly and this little girl. And the video is so uncomfortable to watch. Like, just listen, just listen.
Guys, you saw the last week turned out so uncomfortable. Why are you shouting?
Look at the way he grabbed her arm.
Guys, pause. Imagine if that, I'm a mother, this is my daughter.
First of all, I think that's the first question. Who let their daughter go on stage with Nelly? Who? Actually, no, I think the first question we should ask is that, why is Nelly on tour? Guys. What is Nelly singing?
Don't ask me. You know these old people, they still do tours.
But he's actually on tour with this country. He wants to be a country artist.
Yeah, I heard about that. But still,
definitely lost in this duo.
Nelly's screaming in her ear.
He put the... And then, I think the worst part of the video, he gave the girl his sunglasses, and then he starts singing, and he's twirling. Listen.
Oh.
The video,
this is gross.
We're gonna put it on actually, our timer so you guys can watch the video so you can actually see how awkward the video is. Because then he starts singing to her. This girl cannot be more than six.
She's a child.
And he starts singing to her and it's like twirling with her hair. And it's like, I can't remember to see your face. No! Do that with a grown woman. Like, first of all, if you're going to do that with a woman that's close to your age.
That's disgusting.
So gross.
Like, does he think it's cute? Does he think it's cute?
I think he thinks it's cute. Like, do you know that he would have rehearsed that when he was doing soundcheck? Like, when he decided that he was going to go on tour with these people. And because, you know, like, Beyonce, right? Mm. When she's rehearsing and she's doing soundcheck, all the time that she's talking to us and she's... Mm. It's all rehearsed.
Of course.
It's all part of, like, now you're going to talk to the crowd. So he sat down and he thought, okay, I'm going to get
a little girl.
And I'm going to sing to her.
A little child.
Do you know how creepy that is? Like, I couldn't even watch the video because it's so cringe. Like,
then you wonder why we think your rape allergies are true.
So, then the next day after I see this video, this woman accused Nelly of rape. And, It was all a bit
rapper
mad.
Rapper Nelly arrested in Auburn, WA, on allegations of second-degree rape after Seattle area show last night.
Sorry, continue talking. My microphone.
Wow. Anyway, I don't believe that Nelly will go and rape someone, in my opinion. Like, I don't know, but the video makes it
more creepy
and more believable.
Yeah. Like, the video...
If you can do that with a child,
yeah,
God knows what you're doing behind scenes.
Like, that's disgusting. And, like, the video, it's not even that he's, like, being overly sexual. He wasn't even being, it was just, the girl is too little for you to, the way you're acting towards her, the way you're touching her hair, the way he pulled her arm and he was like, stand here. It's like, why are you being so aggressive? Like, and then he was like, I can't wait to see your face. Like, twirling her hair. That's disgusting.
What? Oh, God. Oh, God. I have so many problems with this video.
So then Nelly went on Twitter.
Is she really a Nelly fan?
No. No, but what is she doing but she's there, you know, he's on tour with these country people. So, and you know, these country artists have little fans. Yeah,
but why is Nelly picking the white girl, little white girl?
Well, he, hostage? I don't know. He probably thought, oh.
She probably didn't even know the song that he's singing.
It's a con. What black girl is going, what little
not
black girl?
I'm not talking about the race or anything. I'm just saying, I don't, it's not even, I'm talking about like the child. She probably does not know this song that Nelly's singing.
He probably
she's
thought it would be cute.
She's not starstruck.
No.
Like,
she's actually a bit terrified if you see her face. A 30-something-year-old
person would be like, they used to listen to the song back in the day. She probably is there like,
I don't know why he would have chosen her.
Why
because,
did you bring me on stage?
But then he probably thought, oh, this would be cute. Like, people would see me with this little girl and think, oh, isn't he just adorable? But it actually backfired because it's actually so awkward. The poor girl doesn't know the song. The poor girl doesn't know what's going on. She just keeps looking back like, where's my mom? Like, or her dad or whoever took her there. Like,
guy. She probably wants to go and cry after that.
So Nelly went on Twitter, because, you know, that's the platform these days.
Of course. What do you see?
Let me say, Nelly's lawyer obviously wrote this.
No.
Let me say that I am beyond shocked that I have been targeted with this false allegation. Mm-hmm. I am completely innocent. Mm. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am the victim of a false allegation.
Mm.
I do want to apologize to my loved ones for the embarrassment and for putting myself in a situation where I could be victimized by this false and defaming allegation. I also want to thank my fans for their unwavering support. Fans. They know me, apparently. I will assure you I will be vindicated. I assure you I will pursue every legal option to address this defaming claim. In other words, y'all know damn well I ain't do no dumb shit like this.
I mean,
like, question, do you think he did it? I don't think so.
I don't. It's just he was an easy target right there. And that's all.
Yeah.
And like you said, didn't you say the girl dropped the charges?
Yeah, so the girl has dropped the charges because she said that he's a celebrity and she can't, I'm going to read it
she
to you.
She can't what?
She can't face him. That apparently he's been bullying her.
Hey, God.
So the alleged victim feels like she can't stand up to a celebrity. Mm. According to TMZ, the victim told officials and the King County DA to put a halt on the criminal investigation of Nelly. She will not testify further in a criminal proceeding against him. So she's dropped the charges. And it's like, it's too quick. Like, you accused him of raping you and then a few days later you dropped the charges. Yeah. It's like,
you're a bit sus. That's all.
Like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't believe her, but it's like,
yeah.
In these like celebrity cases, a lot of them are just easy targets, and it's just easy to be like, well, he's a celebrity, so cry rape, then everyone is going to believe me. Do you get what I mean?
Like the way people play around with rape, honestly,
it's just.
But yeah, really like I just like that video was actually disgusting. That is the main problem.
Yeah.
And that is what should have been discussed more.
Yeah. The fact that he's a grown-ass man singing to a six-year-old.
Was he drunk?
I mean, it happened multiple times. Like, it's a part of his show. It's a part of the show.
How can you?
Like, I've seen two videos.
And watch that. Like, I'm surprised people are not complaining.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Like,
as a daughter, even you two, you would go up to your dad and be like,
why did you do that to me?
Can you actually stop that? That's disgusting.
Yeah. Like,
you're as a wife, your brother, you would tell him, remove that part of the show.
Yeah, exactly. That's his disgusting. Girlfriend. Like, why isn't his girlfriend? His children. He has children now.
They had a show on BET.
That was terrible.
Anyway, next topic.
Before we go on to my favorite topic, we have to talk about Bella Hadid. Because that girl is...
Roll up. Let me get the video up.
That girl is something else.
You know, it's funny. People were right. Like, I've never heard her speak.
never, ever
heard her. Until this video. Man is definitely the first thing I love. Okay, so first of all, Bella Hadid is schooling us on sneakers, you know, which one's in, which one's like quiet.
Yeah, which one's
homeboy should be
dope.
Wearing, you know, which one's dope.
Which one's fresh?
Bella Hadid. Bella Hadid. Okay.
If you're going to have a dope shoe that both guys and girls can wear, I mean, come on. Matching shoes, that's dope.
That's dope.
Cringe.
That's dope.
You know what? I'm cool with it, and I don't mind dirty sneakers, but they better be fresh, you know?
Mm.
If homeboy's coming through with these, it's quiet. Yeah, no, it's quiet for him.
Mm. If homeboy's coming through with these... It's quiet.
Like, it's quiet for him. Yeah.
My best parts is coming.
Like, yeah. If he comes through in, like, these, you got some Air Maxes out here.
Mm.
You got some Jordans. Homeboy's gonna, like,
get it. Homeboy's gonna get it.
Wow.
Are you a big fan of, like, basketball sneakers?
Anyway, that's the best part of the video.
If you're rolling through in like these
Nikes or Jordans,
homeboy is gonna like get it. Do you think that she talks like this in real life?
Hell,
or she was,
yeah.
I think she was doing the most for the video because she knew it was for Complex.
No, I believe I don't think she talks like that in real life.
No, I don't think. Look, she said dope, fresh,
guy,
quiet, homeboy.
No.
I think that she 100% talks like that,
yeah.
But I think for the video she was doing the most
because she
knew it was for Complex.
She was, I feel like. Those words are definitely in her vocabulary.
100%.
Like, she would use that on a regular with her girls. You know, all of that their squad that they hang out with, you know. I genuinely believe that that's how they talk. But yes, she was doing the absolute most.
She was doing the most because he...
Homeboy! Who says homeboy?
Like, that's the thing.
Homeboy! Like, that is such a nigga word from, like, 50 years ago.
Homeboy is gonna like...
Homeboy is so cringe. Get it. God.
Like, if he comes through in, like, these... No, I think my favorite part is when she says, if he comes through in these... It's quiet. Like, it's quiet for him.
It's quiet.
Like, and then she said it. She was like, it's quiet. And then she walked away. And I was like, where are you going?
It's
like,
quiet. Where was the noise?
Like, genuinely.
I don't understand.
What are you doing, sis? Like, oh...
God, that was so cringe.
It was very cringe.
Oh my days.
Oh.
She shouldn't speak.
But do you know, just like you said at the beginning, I've honestly never heard her speak. I only see her face on Instagram.
She shouldn't speak. She's been doing well to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea from now on.
Bella freaking Hadid.
I think it's...
Anyway, next topic.
We're going to move on to my favorite topic.
Oh yeah, done. Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to start music. I was like, what's this?
No, we have one more.
Oh, before you move on.
Yeah.
Did you watch all those, like, BET, Cyphers?
I only watched Eminem's one, and
Eminem
I didn't.
One. I watched the female one, and I'll say this in my music, because, like, I'm standing Rhapsody right now.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But can we talk about how I didn't understand why everyone was screaming Eminem's Cypher was amazing?
Because he said, fuck Donald Trump, fuck Donald Trump, fuck Donald Trump,
Because I watched it and I was like, oh, okay, so why are we...
It was just because Eminem hasn't been out for a while. Like, it's just the hype.
I get it, yeah. But I was trying to get the hype. I was like, okay, so why am I hype? Like,
yeah, I know.
My face was itchy. She's like, I don't get it. What's going on?
Like, he looks really strange to me as well. Like, he looks really cool.
Like, really strange.
Like, I was like, is that Eminem?
I was like, damn, like, that's not what he's supposed
but
to
yeah,
look like.
People were hyped.
I don't know why stuff. I whispered that. I just sounded like that woman that eats. Have you ever seen a video of that woman that she, like, eats food and is like, she'd be like, hello, everyone, welcome.
I'm really sorry you guys had to endure that. I'm really sorry.
Hello, everyone, welcome to another episode.
Oh, my God.
That woman is so funny. Anyway, let's talk about Tyrese.
Ooh.
I was avoiding talking about Tyrese because I was like, this man has lost the plot. But I just feel like...
While you sleeping, we grinding. We grinding. TGT, baby. Shout out to Ayokunumi. He drew that thing into my head.
Ah.
All the time. He'll open my door. Wow, you sleeping.
I opened the mix that said, I only walk when my enemies are sleeping. I couldn't be. Who are your enemies?
God.
Yo.
You know, the R&B king. You know, baby boy, Tyrese. Tell us what Tyrese been doing.
Okay, let's talk about Tyrese for a second. Because I believe that Tyrese is crazy. Okay.
Oh, do you know, I completely forgot who Tyrese was. Then I remember everything that he's done, like, over the past couple of months. And it was really funny when you said he's crazy. I was like, why are you saying he's crazy? Ah, Tyrese. Oh, my God.
I stopped taking Tyrese seriously.
Oh, man.
Tyrese when he called Black Roses the best R&B album.
Oh, my God.
I wanted that album is trash from beginning to end.
I tried. I even wanted... I was like, I want R&B music, man.
I tried to like it. Bro, I still have it on my iTunes. It's trash. Like
one song I didn't listen to. One.
It's terrible. It's terrible. So basically. So I'm gonna start from the beginning. Okay, so you know Tyrese is past. Part of the Fast and Furious franchise. And they call themselves a Fast family, and they're all really close. Yeah. And I think it's cute that they're all really close. Yeah. But you know this whole Fast family thing, they made it up. Like, yeah. I think they're just doing the most.
Yeah.
And I think ever since Paul Walker died, may his soul rest in peace, I think they've become a lot closer.
Mm.
Because obviously they lost someone that they all really cared about.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they keep making the movies. I thought the movie with Paul Walker was the last one because I was like, oh, he's dead, what are they going to do? And they were like, oh, that movie was from Paul. And the one, F9, was that the one that they did?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
F8
is the recent one.
It's for Paul. Yeah, don't ask. I don't know. So I was like, okay, cool. And then there is F9, right, that they've said that they're going to do.
Yeah.
So we all know The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Highest paid actor in the world, right?
I respect Dwayne Johnson's hustle.
He's a wrestler.
Like, I respect his hustle.
He hustles harder than Kevin Hart.
Bruh. This was his year. This was his year.
And all his movies are trash. Like, that's the funniest part of it all. Seriously.
Woo!
That is the best part of it all.
I've actually never watched a good Dwayne Johnson movie. Game Plan is good.
Game Plan, obviously, but that's Dwayne Johnson years ago.
That's Dwayne Johnson like 10 years ago.
Baywatch.
I didn't watch it. I heard it was terrible.
Next level shit. Horse shit.
How are you gonna say it's some next level shit?
I tried to watch this
thing. I didn't watch it. I really wanted to because I was like, oh, he has Zac Efron. Okay, and he has Dwayne Johnson.
20 minutes in.
That's terrible.
Awful.
Anyway, we all know Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Yeah.
He's been acting as Hobbs in the movies. And if you watch the movies, because I actually do watch the movies and I kind of like them. I don't know why I like them. I still watch them anyway. I think he came in like F5 or no, F6.
Yeah, it was recent, yeah.
It was F6. F5 is that Tokyo Drift movie that is the worst movie ever.
I like Tokyo Drift.
You like Tokyo Drift is the worst one.
I really like Tokyo Drift.
Okay, no. I think he came in F6. It doesn't really matter, but he's like he's a character on the in the movie.
You're right. I think you're right.
And apparently people seem to like his movie because his character, because Universal have offered him to do like a Hobbs spin-off. Yeah. And Tyrese has taken it some type of way. Like, out of everyone in the whole franchise, he's taking it the hardest.
You!
Like,
you!
Like,
you were the side chick of the franchise.
Bruh.
You, Ludacris, that girl. I'll even put that girl ahead of you guys.
Bro,
you guys are they're side
there
for, chicks.
But they are there because look, when the movies first started, like the first few movies, it's all about fast cars and like it's an action kind of movie. And then they brought them in for some sort of like comedic relief. Like so that it can be a bit more so it can be a bit more like funny and it's not just action. Like we do have some drama and comedy. But like really and truly, if you take Tyrese and Ludacris out, the movie will still be okay.
Guys,
like they're not the that relevant.
Dishes.
And Tyrese has really taken it to heart. Like
he's of course he will. That's his only source of income.
Wow.
That's fair enough. Who's buying your albums? That's why he's gonna take it to heart.
That's fair enough. So he's been writing Instagram essays for The Rock, and The Rock this has is not how been.
You know he has time.
When I say essays, I can't even read them because they're so long. And he will write, it's on his Instagram page. I'll find some and put them on our Twitter thread. And he will write a long paragraph talking about how The Rock is breaking up the Fast family.
Oh, shut
and
up.
Why would you do this? He said that him, Ludacris, and someone else, can't remember who, were offered a spin-off movie, but they turned it down because it's not right. It's not the right thing to do for the family. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, and? Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You are a liar.
Does he want us to off-pan? Like, what does he want us
you
to do about that?
You are a liar.
Who is actually going to go to this? Who is going to go to the cinema and watch a movie with just Tyrese, Ludacris, and that other girl? Who? Tell me who. I actually like the movies.
Definitely not me.
Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, they are the people that made...
Thank you.
...made the franchise.
Thank you.
If Vin Diesel leaves a Fast and Furious movie, then that's the end. Who is going to go back and
Why
watch it?
Why are you the loudest person in the room?
But you know what they say, empty barrels make the most noise.
You have the smallest check, and you are the loudest person in the room.
Empty barrels make
has
the most noise.
Has Vin Diesel said anything?
He has. I'm going to read it to you.
Vin Diesel is not screaming and writing essays on the TL for all of us to see. Why are you the loudest?
Tyrese likes to make noise.
Because it's your only source of income and somebody has come and they have attacked your income.
Tyrese likes to act like he's passionate about shit, but I think he's just kind of like...
Tyrese is fake deep. Like, that's what he is.
He's the definition. Deep. Literally, if you look up fake deep in Urban Dictionary, you should find Tyrese Gibson.
This Fast Family bullshit.
Fast Family.
If they're offering you more money to go and start another Fast and Furious, something like that, with a different company, don't tell me you remember your Fast Family.
At the end of the day, though, it's business.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's not...
The Rock will be dumb. If he turned such an opportunity down. And like I said to you, this is the highest paid actor in the world. All his movies are trash. Yeah. He doesn't care if the movie does well or not. He has done the job and he's going to get paid. This is business. He has family to feed. You're on TL screaming.
But I think he's had a problem with The Rock for some time.
Yeah.
This is the time.
Yeah.
And like, Tyreek is...
Do you put in as much work as this person? Like, I don't understand. Like, I feel like there should be a little bit of respect for The Rock. And that's another part that is actually just so bad. Like, this is someone that has been doing this for a long time. You're a musician turned actor.
Actor.
You did Baby Boy, yes. And so...
And Baby Boy is his claim to fame. Baby Boy is the only thing he talks about. Baby Boy. He said they're going to do Baby Boy 2. No one wants it.
Of 1990. Keep it. Guys.
Baby Boy is an okay, like, for me, it's just an okay movie. It. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
a cool black movie. Like,
it's a cool black movie, yeah.
But I don't want to see a part two.
No
one wants to see a part two, Tyrese.
I don't want to see Tyrese as a main character in a movie.
Jeez! Like, I don't know what his problem is. He's actually a bit, I don't know. So, you know, he's done, like, maybe three Instagram posts towards The Rock. And The Rock has said absolutely nothing, right? Because all this time that Tyrese was talking, they hadn't confirmed the movie because he was going to do a Hobbs movie.
Yeah.
And all this time, they hadn't confirmed the movie. Then they confirmed the movie and then The Rock said this.
Smart person.
pumped to expand and build out the Fast and Furious universe in a cool, exciting way with our writer and producer, Chris Morgan, producer, and just says all the names. Thank you, Universal, for being tremendous partners who see the big picture and for coming to us years ago. He's very shady. Coming to us years ago with this spin-off idea. Huge shout out to my brother, Jason Statham. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
For the trust and wanting to create and deliver something fresh and badass for the fans. I have a tremendous amount of respect for this franchise that I've enjoyed dripping blood and sweat in over the years. And my vision is to create greater opportunities for not only my fellow Fast and Furious castmates, but for other amazing actors as well who want to be a part of something new and cool. I want to use my spin-off platform to create new characters that fans will ultimately love to have in multiple characters and platforms, film, TV, digital, virtual reality, etc. The more opportunities we can create, the better for the fans. Smart business. Let's have some fun. And to quote Hobbs the boss, if you don't like it, we're happy to beat that ass like a Cherokee drum.
Yeah, Cherokee drums.
I think Americans will get it. I don't. Yeah. And then he put hashtags Hob, hashtag #7BucksProds, hashtag new opportunity, hashtag candy asses need not apply. Right? That's a mature response. Like,
it's a very, very, very mature. I spoke to my people.
Yeah, he didn't even respond to Tyrese.
No, he didn't even drop your name, brother.
So then someone then tweeted The Rock saying, congratulations on Hobbs, my mission on Hobbs, like my mission is for you, like my mission, the person who wrote this, is for you to star in a movie that I wrote. And then The Rock quote tweeted it and was like, you're putting your goals out there in the universe. Now the fun part is putting in the work. Good luck, dude. And then Tyrese comes from nowhere, okay, and responds, the real selfish candy ass revealed. And why are you on Twitter? You lost my number, right? I'm at you when I see you.
Oh my days! This is so funny. Oh my God.
Wait, there's more. So the Hollywood Reporter like tweets the movie, like they're like, oh, the movie is official. And then Dwayne is like, my goal from day one was to come in and create an exciting, fun character, elevate the franchise and build it out. Tyrese responds, you're still promoting a movie that no one wants to see made, you clown. Fuck out of here. Tyrese is still tweeting. He's on Twitter and won't hit my cell. This at The Rock. This is the people's champ.
Oh my God.
You came here to break up the Fast family. Guy, get a life.
Tyrese is funny. Oh my God. How he manages to stay relevant in this day and age is so, so mad.
Yeah, it's actually a bit mad.
God, Tyrese. Like,
you have to give it to him. God. And I think he's mad because obviously
they didn't put your name there. How did you enter there when they did not even mention you?
Obviously, because this Hobbs movie is coming out 2019, so they had to move Fast and Furious 9 to 2020, and he's so pissed. And I can understand why he's pissed, because if the movie doesn't come out, then how is he going to remain relevant? Exactly. How are people gonna?
Guys, Tyrese! Oh my God! Like, this actually is so funny. This is so funny.
This is a grown ass man.
Guys!
This is a grown ass man.
Oh my days.
A grown ass man.
Like, he's really.
Why do people do this?
The Rock. He's on Twitter.
He said, I'ma see you when I see you. See who? You want to see The Rock? The Rock can demolish you with his arm. Just use his arm to nudge you. Tyrese has lost the plot.
Oh my God. Did you hear what happened as well? Tank obviously decided.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Woo!
TGT.
TGT, baby.
They hate each other.
They really do. No, but they all hate Tyrese. They don't hate each other. Tank and Genuine hate Tyrese. Yeah. Tyrese is a common denominator in all these problems.
Petty.
He needs to get alive.
Petty LaBelle, petty.
He needs to get alive.
Wow.
He really does need to get alive.
You really a grown... How many times have I said this? The highest paying actor in the world. You think you have time to sit down and talk with you?
I don't know. Even if he was going to talk to you, yeah. After going on Twitter and, no, going on Instagram and making a fool of yourself, and then going on Twitter and making a fool of yourself, do you think now he's going to want to respond to what you have to say?
He said, he's not picking up my cell.
Yeah. He's not answering my email. He's not answering my emails.
Oh, God. Oh. Did you see that video? What the Rock did then? They asked him, like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I just came out of my caravan and I just listened to Tyrese's album.
Let me play. I have it.
Just a little quick shout out to Tyrese, his new album, Black Rose. I just heard it. I literally just heard it. I heard the whole thing in my trailer. And I've got to say, in all honesty, it's the biggest piece of dog shit that I have ever heard. Everyone's laughing, by the way, but it's true because everybody's heard it too. Everyone heard it, right? They look at all, everyone's like, yeah, big piece of dog shit. Shouldn't be called Black Rose. Should be called Big Piece of Black Dog Shit.
Oh, my days.
No, but you know the thing? The album is trash.
Okay.
I wonder, the album is trash. It takes a lot for us to call an album trash.
Like, Dwayne Johnson is just killing me. And he's not even,
I think he's just bitter because at the end of the day, someone is a bit more relevant.
This
than
is
him.
A grown ass man. You want to have a petty fight?
Yeah, he's
on
just
the teal.
He's a child
of what?
And he's married. I don't know how his wife deals with this kind of stuff.
God,
how?
It's love. It's love. Tyrese, man. Tyrese is funny. Tyrese actually so funny. But anyway, guys, this whole thing has just been so much entertainment to just, like, witness and to be a part of. Not even be a part of, just to watch it. It's just been hilarious.
Yeah. I'm actually excited to see what Tyrese does next. God. Because, well, we're going to be on Tyrese watch.
Who's going to give you an opportunity when they realize how petty you are?
I keep saying that someone should seize his phone. Someone should actually seize his phone.
That's what they need to do. Anyway.
Anyway, that's the end of all the trash for this week.
It's actually been so entertaining.
What do you guys think about Tyrese? Has he lost his mind, or
do you guys even know Tyrese?
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, that's true.
That's the first thing. Do you know who Tyrese is?
Wait, not even do you know. Do you care? Like, Tyrese does these things, acting like people genuinely care about what he has to say, but it's like,
Damn. Guy. Anyway,
we're gonna move on to music.
No.
We're talking about music. Whoa. Music. Okay.
What was that? That was a nice vibe.
Not planned, guys.
Yeah, that was really yummy.
Wow, that was really good. I'm gonna edit that part like out so we can keep it like in general. Look at me being like all professional and
shit.
You know how I do. Anyway, what have you been listening to this week?
I'm going to start first. So, obviously, because I listen to Joe Budden podcast, I shout out Joe Budden every episode.
Ugh.
And they were talking about, they do their sleepers, and they were talking about somebody who brought out an album called Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew Rhapsody from Kendrick Lamar's second album.
Mm-hmm.
She did a song with him. I think it was Home or something like... No, either You Ain't Got to Lie or Mama. I can't remember. She did a song. She featured on there. She was so cool. Then also Anderson .Paak's album as well, the one that he dropped like recently,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. She did a song featured on there. Loved it. So, but like, I never really like paid attention to her. So they were like, oh, she put out an album. And they were really talking about it like, yo, like this, she's dope. Like this is really good. Da, 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 da. I was like, okay, let me check it out. It's called Layla's Wisdom. And it is so good. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. She, like a female rapper who talks about relevant stuff, who talks and raps and you can't understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not talking about how she's gonna about like men and pussy and how, you know, her pussy's so great, all the men
fuck
flock
then
to
I get
wear,
the money.
You know, that like it's just so real. It was so good. Like I've been listening to it so much. My favorite song on the album is the one that she did with my favorite part of the album, sorry, is a feature from Busta Rhymes. Oh my God, I just need you. I'm not gonna play like that much of it, but Busta Rhymes, like, I don't know where he got that from. He basically, it was like an ode to a woman that he loves, basically. Mm-hmm. And just talking about how she's a goddess, she's beautiful, this, that. Like, oh my God, it was so sexy. I just needed to listen to that part.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Like,
oh, that sounds beautiful.
Girl, it's beautiful. The music on this album is wow. So good.
Like, by the way, she's been saying Rhapsody, not Rap City.
Oh, did you think I was saying Rhapsody?
It sounds like you're saying Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. Rhapsody. The music is really cool. Like, just ooh, cool.
It's a bit
beats.
Long, though.
It's long, but just like when you're cooking or something, when they just put it on. It's so, so, so nice.
Ooh. She has a song with BJ the Chicago Kid. Is it good?
Pay Up is good. Ooh, wee. It's a nice album. There's one that she's just talking about, like, social media and how, like, what's it called? How we are in this day and age now that everything, oh my God, like, I need to post it online so that everyone can see. Like, yeah. So funny and such a good song. Like, ugh. But yeah, I love that. So Rhapsody. And then the other person I've been listening to, I need to just get her up. And I posted it on my Instagram a couple of days ago. Sabrina Claudio.
Oh,
About Time.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Like, oh God. I don't know who to liken her to, but it's just,
I've listened to one of her songs.
So breathy and so like peaceful. I say like kind of Jhené Aiko vibes.
Okay.
Or yeah, like, you have to be in a certain kind of
I've listened
mood.
To one of her songs, and I was, because, like, a while ago, people were, like, really hyping her up. Mm. So I went to listen to the one song that everyone was hyping about.
I think it's probably Frozen or something.
And I was just, I heard it, and I was like, I guess I need to be in a particular type of mood.
I usually listen to her in the night, like, when I'm working, that kind of thing, late in the evening. Like, the only feature she has on the album is Six Lakh. I don't even know if it's an album or if it's whatever.
He says it's black, not Six Lakh.
Black.
It's really stupid. I don't know why you call. I think it was Slack. Because obviously he's not going to call himself Six Lakh. Yes. And then I was like, maybe it's Slack. And he's like, no, it's black.
But yeah, Sabrina, Claudio, About Time. We will link those two albums for you guys. Check it out if you want to.
Okey-doke.
Amazing, amazing, like, amazing. And yeah, who are you listening to?
So this week I've been listening to, I'm going to take it back to Nigerian music. So Tiwa Savage released an EP.
Ooh, you listened to it?
Yeah, she released an EP like in September and I had downloaded it.
Pause, sorry, mistake guys, the song with Kendrick Lamar, sorry.
No, not you, that was my stomach.
Yeah, the song with Kendrick Lamar was on To Pimp a Butterfly and it's called Complexion. That was Rhapsody on there. Yeah.
I downloaded it but I'd never... Like, I didn't listen to it. I don't know why. Yeah. It's only six songs. I don't know why I didn't sit down and listen to it. But then I started seeing, like, Fader, like, reviewed the album. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's getting a lot of international...
Well, she signed towards Rock Nation.
Rock Nation, yeah. But she's getting a lot of international coverage. And I was like, okay, I'm actually going to listen to it.
Mm.
It's a really, really good EP.
Wow, I need to listen
I've
to
never
it.
Listened to a body of work from Tiwa Savage in my life.
Never.
Like,
never wanted to.
And I've never felt inclined to, but then I listen like all her songs, any popping song that she has, I know it, I like it, I dance to it, I sing to it. But then this EP, I don't know, I think I really liked the cover photo.
Yeah,
Sugarcane.
The cover photo was so cool.
Like it's a very pretty picture.
It's really pretty.
So I was like, okay.
And I like that Marlo song.
Yeah. Do you have it? Yeah. Let me show you.
I don't have the whole EP.
It's really... Pass my phone.
Yeah.
It's a really good EP. Like, genuinely, I was like, whoa. I was shocked. I'm going to... I have two favorite songs.
Mm.
My favorite song is Hold Me Down and Get It Now. Both... like, if you're going to listen to the EP, listen to those two first.
Okay.
And then, like, listen to the rest.
You always say this, and I always listen from beginning to end.
I know. But just, yeah. I always do that. I never take my own advice.
And I hate the start songs as well, because it just draws people to go and listen to that when you should just listen to the whole thing.
But this is... Listen to how it starts.
Mm-mm.
Wait. Would you even think this was Tiwa Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, for a Nigerian or an African artist, it's really good. It's really well produced. She sounds good.
That sentence is just really sad. For a like we have to reduce ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's where we are. She sounds good. The songs have meaning. Mm-hmm, like, you listen to them and you relate to the lyrics. I find that sometimes when I listen to Nigerian songs, it's... all about the...
So we have proper lyrics.
Yes. Like, hold me down and get it now. Like, I'm telling you.
Because when I was here, Ramaskin Sky.
Yeah, but that's not a...
That's the one for the O&B.
Exactly. Because I find that with a lot of Nigerian songs, it's very difficult to, like, relate the lyrics of what they're saying because it's usually just dancing. Do you get what I mean?
Interesting though. I'm gonna listen to it then.
It's only six songs, like, she deserves,
if it was longer. Exactly.
And it's good. The song I don't really like is Me and You. It's like produced by Malik Berry, and like, you will know that it's produced, like, when you hear it,
it's going to sound like all of this.
But it's good. Like, I would 100% say that you listen to it.
Okay.
Something I would say you should not listen to: 7 Days by Party Next Door. It's absolute trash, and that's what I'm going to say about it.
Oh, guys, I wanted to even come and complain on the podcast, but I can't. I'll complain next week. Not complain. I just need money, man. Somebody sponsor me, man. I dropped money for ticket concerts this week.
Yeah.
Party Next Door and Kendrick Lamar.
Damn.
I dropped money.
I didn't drop for PND.
How much money?
I didn't drop for PND.
I'm sure you didn't drop as much as Kendrick Lamar.
How much did you pay for Kendrick?
I'm not telling you. I'm going to tell you after the podcast. I'm not going to be doing it.
Because trust me, I don't think you paid as much as I did.
I don't think I know. I don't unless think you know you how paid, much I paid.
Yeah.
For standing?
No.
Oh, you
level one seated.
Mine standing.
But that makes sense. Birmingham. Did you get resale tickets?
Resale tickets.
Yeah, that's what we got.
My friend London, the third date that came out.
There's a third date?
Yeah, apparently on the 20th or something like that. Got it for 80 standing.
80?
80 pounds.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Here we are. But the other album that I really want to quickly talk about is from this artist that I just recently found out about, and her name is Kalela.
Oh, I've seen Kalela's pictures everywhere. Her
album, the album is called Take Me Apart.
I'm actually going to add it to my list now.
Honestly,
on top of DJ Spino's album.
I'm not going to listen to that.
Kalela. I've seen her ads everywhere.
Her album. Oh my, her voice, first of all.
Where did she come from?
I don't know. I just started, like, hearing... I heard one of her songs. I was listening to... So Apple Music make these, like... playlists.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to one of
the playlist.
I heard music.
Oh.
I was listening to the playlist, and one of her songs came on, and I was like, oh my god, who is this song?
Yeah.
Who is this song? Who is this person?
Yeah.
And then I went and I saw that she was releasing an album, like, maybe the next day. It's, you have to be in a mood to listen to it. Just like you said, you have to be in a mood with that Sabrina girl.
Yeah.
It's just so gorgeous. Beautiful. Like,
I'm definitely gonna put it on.
Like, I just sit back one day, like maybe when you're working or
when
you get home, just sit down, just put it on. It's quite long, 14 songs.
That's fine for me.
But like, it's good. Like
I'm so proud of it's this beautiful. New R&B that's popping off right now.
Yes, her voice is so much soulful.
Like, I feel like people who are really trying to bring back that old R&B from, you know, early 2000s, like, stop. Like, we are onto a different form of R&B now, and it's beautiful. I love all the people who are doing this. What's it called? Like, I'll even include Six Black in there.
Six
All
Black.
Of these people, like Xavier Omar, who's that other person as well that I always see on this
Oh, I don't want to put Bryson Tiller on this.
We're not going to do that.
But there's so many people that are pushing this new wave of R&B, and it's amazing. Like, this is what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
These girls. I'm sure it's, her album sounds so similar. Not similar, but like Sabrina Claudio vibes. Like, you listen
kind
to that
of,
other one.
Kind of.
And you'll just be like, oh, okay, okay, good.
And really quickly.
Her as well.
Her.
She's also on
that. Her R&B. Is releasing an album next week. Well, not an album. She's releasing another EP.
Yeah, she's going to reveal her face.
Probably not. She released the video for Every Kind of Way yesterday. She's releasing an album, another EP next week, and so she released a single from it yesterday. It's called Two. She's back, like, you know, Volume One. We were there. Volume Two, she kind of lost
us.
Two is perfect.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like she took both sounds and merged it.
Okay.
It's kind of what she's doing here. But, like, it's good. And it makes me excited because, too, I was kind of like... But, like...
I'm going to check it out.
It's good. Like, it's awesome. And Division's album came out yesterday. I haven't had time to listen to it.
We'll do that next week.
I've only heard positive reviews. I've not heard one person say it's bad. So...
It's Division. Like, I don't know what he's going to do that's bad.
Yeah.
True. Like, he's just going to do the same thing. Like...
Yeah, Division. Anyway,
I don't stand him that much.
I do. I love him. It came out at midnight yesterday, and I'm here, so obviously.
No, we were so on different parts. I was on copy and techno.
No,
you were.
I was on Division. Like,
I love it, green light.
We're not doing that. Okay, so do you have a thought of the day?
Oh, tease me.
Pokemon,
Audacity. Anywho.
Thought of the day.
Yeah. Go. I'm going to have to be a quick one. I wanted to talk more about it.
Just make up another one.
Let's just do it next week.
Okay. I don't have a thought of the day other than thank you for listening.
I mean, unless you want to do what you did last week and just did a short one. Like it.
I really don't have one. Other than...
Oh!
If you like my sexy voice, please let me know.
I did. My only thing is, niggas need to stop trying to be so hard. You are not
okay,
hard.
Yeah, okay, I know.
That's, it's bugging me so much. I'm like, you grew up in Nigeria. Just because they sent you to touch America's soil.
I wish you could see her
you
face.
You think you are hard. Like, it pisses me off so much. Like, I don't know where you, which accent you are trying to form. I don't know which kind of toughness you've been through this. You haven't been through rubbish. Your parents put you to private school. Don't chat to me. You are not hard. Stop trying to form hard. What's this with your name? Your name is what? Are you Bami? Are you telling us, you know, Bams? Yeah, don't. I'm not even shouting out anybody. But seriously,
Woo!
You guys, stop trying to act hard. You are not hard. Like, seriously. That's the only thing I was going to say. And it's specifically for niggas. Stop it.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening. If you listen.
Thank you for listening to Chatterbox Podcast. If you made it to the end.
If you listen to Ayowande's mini rant, thanks. If you want to join the conversation, you know what to do. Hashtag Chatterbox Podcast on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Tweet us. You can email us if you have anything to say. chatterboxthepodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you in 2 weeks.
Also, if you guys want us to use any of your beats. Please send it to us.
Yeah, please send it to us.
And we're always looking for.
Yeah, we always want to like update our
intro.
Yeah. So if you have any cool beats that you want us to use, and obviously we're gonna say that it's yours and everything.
Yeah.
So please do let us know. And thank you for listening again.
Bye.
Bye.